Increase our love. Increase our love to the Prophet.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, Prophetic Perfection. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was granted so much honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His attributes, his characteristics, impeccable, perfect, most complete. In today's episode, we will cover some points related to the unrivaled excellence of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How certain characteristics of his express the fact that he was unrivaled in terms of what he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophets of the past expressed or showed certain characteristics which were amazing and astonishing. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was granted all of that and more. And some expressions of this in the time that we have, we will try to cover as much as we can from the points regarding the unrivaled excellence of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before we mention any hadith following our theme, I would like to share with you a benefit, an excellence of sending a prayer of blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a supplication of blessings for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salat ala nabi, we commonly refer to it as Durud Sharif. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that send blessings upon me often. For this sending of blessings upon me, this salat upon me, is a means of purification for you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The leader of prophets, the final prophet, al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was blessed with so many amazing, astonishing characteristics. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed all good qualities that were complete in nature. Most complete, impeccable in nature. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had all those good character traits that people are praised for or that people admired for. In fact, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught us and showed us how we should adopt good character. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam clarified through his actions, through his words, how we could adopt certain characteristics which are praiseworthy. But when we look at our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, everything about him was so miraculous. We begin with a hadith where our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Ana ajwadu bani Adam." I am the most generous from the children of Adam, meaning I am the most generous of mankind. This particular part or expression, as we're following our theme, has been singled out, but it's part of a longer hadith. And I'd like to share the context or the background of this expression. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once questioned the companions, as reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and he questioned them saying, "Who is the most generous?" And their answer was what? "Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam." Allah and His Messenger know best. This is something to make note of, which I will talk about too. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. Then from the children of Adam, I am the most generous. And then the one who attains knowledge or teaches knowledge and comes forth on the day of judgment as a leader or as a congregation. So a few points to consider. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he declared himself as being the most generous from the children of Adam alayhi salam. There is absolutely no doubt. We have so many beautiful examples from his character, some of which I will mention shortly. But another point to make note of here is that when the companions were asked the question about who is the most generous, They could have said simply, Allahu A'lam. They could have said, Allah knows best. They said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best. Meaning that it was an expression from them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted knowledge of matters to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And mentioning Allah and His Messenger in the same sentence, or attributing a characteristic to both of them, although in reality the nature of it is different for both, it is not in any way impermissible, let alone polytheism or shirk of some kind. Because we know, and they understood this from the Quran, they understood this from the Sunnah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on numerous occasions has mentioned His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with Himself. Where Allah is mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also mentioned. Not because there is equivalence. We are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supreme creator, who chooses the best in His creation to be mentioned with Himself, to be linked with Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He gives examples of this, or He declares examples of this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَغْنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ, that Allah and His Messenger have enriched them from His grace. So here, the enriching is attributed to Allah and His Messenger. And this is not something which is rare, or which only is mentioned in this verse or just some verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time in the Quran, whether it's obedience, whether it's calling the people to take what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives them, He subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the status of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, or shown the rank of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, by mentioning the best in creation with Himself in the same expression. And this is a reflection of His love for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So this idea that an attribute, that is a word which describes an attribute for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can't be used for anyone else, and by default it becomes polytheism, this is nonsense, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami', He is Basir, He listens, He sees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate. Now, the reality of the attributes related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are different to the reality of the same attributes, meaning the attributes described with the same name attributed to creation. But that doesn't mean you can't use those words for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the, all help comes ultimately from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we help each other. The Quran mentions that we should help each other in matters of righteousness. So people who become overly concerned with a breach of the creed of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and incorrectly, they make certain things which are permissible and part of the way of Sharia and have been the way of the religion from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They incorrectly, and in their misguidance, they start to label Muslims as being guilty of, na'udhu billah, falling into some kind of polytheism or shirk. Such people should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from His court. And may Allah guide those who are misguided. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, being the most generous one from the children of Adam alayhi salam, so many expressions of this, the famous hadith that is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, where He gave the option to Sayyidina Rabi'ah. He said, ask. He did not say to him, ask for something in this world only, or ask for something related to your wealth only, or related to possessions of this world. He simply said, sal, ask. And Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala, and being a noble companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he does not ask for anything of this world. He asks for companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in paradise. And even after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam questioned him that if he wanted anything else. Because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his giving is incomparable. His generosity is unrivaled in creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ownership of the whole world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him ownership of paradise. And this is why he is able to grant it to Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala an. But Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala an, being such a beautiful companion, such a pious companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simply desires the closeness of his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in heaven, in paradise. And the giving of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'd like to explain it through the words of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And once it is reported about him, he went to Kufa and the people spoke about the generosity of Hatim Ta'i. They said, Hatim, he had a mansion with 10 doors and he was so generous that when a beggar would come or when someone would come from each of those 10 doors, he would give him on every single occasion. He would not say to him that you've already come, why are you coming again? So if that man came through all 10 doors, Hatim Ta'i would still give that person. That's how generous he was. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied by saying, that's not generosity, that's stinginess. And then he explained, he said, my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he was so generous, he was so giving. He said, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was so generous that when one would come to him and ask, he would give him so much that there was no need for him to come and ask again. Subhanallah, this was the giving of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And other examples that are given from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. On one occasion, someone presented 7,000 silver coins, dirhams, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He distributed all of them because he is Qasim. He distributed all of them. And then another man came to ask for something. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that I've distributed everything, but you can go to the marketplace and buy or get what you need and I shall pay for it. This was the generosity of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. On one occasion, he had so many goats that filled the whole valley. And a man came to him and he gave him all the goats. That man went back and he cried out to the people. He said, oh people, come to Muhammad. He gives so much that there is no poverty left. This was the giving of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجُزِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ. I am one who holds you from your waist and to save you from the fire. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing himself with an example. It's part of a hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the example of a man who kindles a fire, ignites a fire, and then moths begin to fall into the fire because they're attracted to the light created by the fire. And just as he is stopping them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he describes himself as he is trying to stop people. He's holding them and trying to pull them out of that fire, trying to save them from falling into the fire. And yet it is the people who are inclined and who fall into the fire due to their transgressions and due to their choices. So this is the compassion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He wants to save mankind from the fire of hell. On occasions in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded him that your duty is to convey. Do not be saddened. Your compassion and your yearning for them to embrace faith is so strong. So he was reminded that you convey, and whether they change or not, this is by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was the nature of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He was concerned for the welfare of his nation and the welfare of humankind, generally speaking. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was not a prophet who simply conveyed the message and left the decision to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense of did not show a yearning for those who are misguided to be guided. He, like the other prophets before him, they had this beautiful characteristic that they yearned for the guidance of those who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A famous expression of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, which is encouraging and inspiring for all those who have this love and admiration for the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, famously said, ana qasimun wallahu yu'ti. He said, I am the distributor, I am the one who gives, who shares out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam distributes. Whether those blessings are to do with wealth, whether those blessings are to do with faith, whether those blessings are related to knowledge and insight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam the one who distributes those blessings which ultimately come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Sayyidina Rabi'a, as I previously mentioned, he was so confident in expressing his request to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam about paradise. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was given this authority, was given this ownership. In fact, he himself once expressed how he has two viziers in the earth, referring to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, and two viziers in the heavens, referring to the angels Sayyidina Jibril and Sayyidina Mikail. And the point that the ulama deduced from this is that you cannot have viziers for a place that you do not have ownership of, that is not part of your kingdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the world and the heavens under the authority and command of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, ana awwalu man yu'zanu lahu bis-sujudi yawm al-qiyamah. I shall be the first one who is granted permission to prostrate on the Day of Judgment. And we know this from our previous episodes as well, that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the one who will prostrate first on the Day of Judgment. And according to some traditions, this prostration would be the equivalent of a week in this world. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way creation has never praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before. So the prostration of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be unrivaled. The praise that he expresses for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be unique too on that Day of Judgment. He also said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, ana awwalu man yu'zanu lahu ay yarfa'a ra'sa. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I shall be the first who will be granted permission to raise his head. Meaning on the Day of Judgment, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will prostrate, as mentioned previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually say to him, irfa' rasak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to raise his blessed head and then to intercede. His intercession will be accepted, to ask and he will be given. And this is established through sound hadith traditions that are not disputed in any way. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, ana awla bi kulli mu'minin min nafsi. I am more closer to the believers than they are themselves. And this is an expression which actually means our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is more concerned for the welfare of the people than they are for themselves. The Quran describes how anxious he becomes for the believers, how he is troubled by the adversity which they face. In the Quran it's declared about him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is closer to them than their lives. They may not make decisions that are beneficial for them at times, but our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is so compassionate and so concerned for their care, even more so than they are for themselves. And this is something unrivaled. This is something unique. Such a merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam that people will bring harm to themselves knowingly, unknowingly. He will still yearn for their welfare until they close the doors of all welfare upon themselves. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, ana shahidun alaykum. I am a witness over you. How is he a witness over us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this quality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the Quran. We know that he's described as shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. He is the witness, the bearer of glad tidings, and the warner But our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is a witness to our actions. He is aware of what we do. And he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our transgressions. He expresses gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good that we do. How is it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is a witness? And how will this be manifested on the Day of Judgment? On the Day of Judgment, we know through hadith traditions, different nations will come forward and they'll be called to account. When they will be told what they did, some of them will deny. And the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam will be brought forth as witnesses. Yes, we shall be brought forth as witnesses with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this will be questioned, how are they witnesses to what we did? The other nations will say, the people, the members of the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the Muslims will say, we were told these things, we were told about these matters by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So hence we are witnesses to what transpired with these previous nations. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam will confirm that he instructed his nation, it educated and taught his nation about the state of previous nations and what transpired with them. So he himself is a witness. His nation, us, we shall be witnesses. He is such a witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him on the night of ascension, on the Isra and Mi'raj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him the unseen matters, the ghaib. He becomes a witness of the ghaib. Others call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing him. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he saw the unseen. And alimul ghaib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with the vision of his creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is a witness to matters of the unseen. He is a witness to the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this honor, he taught the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And with this honor, he shall come forth on the Day of Judgment, a witness to the actions of the people, a witness to the actions of his nation. For the actions of his nation, we know from sound traditions in Bukhari that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam expressed that nothing was hidden from him. All things were revealed to him. We know from sound traditions that he stated all matters from up until the people of paradise enter paradise and the people of the fire enter the fire. This was his miracle. This was the quality which he possessed. These were matters that he had witnessed. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, his seeing was not the seeing of normal people. The sahaba are praying behind him and he says to them, la yakhfa alayya ruku'ukum wala sujudukum, or according to another tradition, wala khushu'ukum, that your bowing is not hidden from me and your prostrations are not hidden from me. In fact, the piety in your limbs is not hidden from me. I see behind me the way I see in front of me. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was unrivaled, is unrivaled in terms of witnessing matters. He is shaheed because he has witnessed matters in creation and he shall express this. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is a witness to all matters in creation and he stated many of these matters during his time among the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also said, ana na'im, I was asleep. رأيتني أتيت بمفاتيح خزائن الأرض. I was asleep and I saw that I was given the keys of the treasures of the earth. This was something specific for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. There are many points that we can discuss about the unrivaled excellence of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We can discuss how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this unique authority, where certain rulings in Sharia, he could make exceptions for them. We know of how a companion, his testimony was made equal to two testimonies. We know of a situation where a man who had incurred an expiation in Ramadan, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gave him the dates and told him to consume the dates and give his family, making his situation an exemption or unique. in that scenario of expiation. We know how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made certain things that were not permissible, generally speaking, exceptions for certain companions. This was part of the authority that he was given. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unique in the sense of his physicality. He was so strong. It is reported about him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the strength of 40 heavenly men, 40 men of paradise. And some other traditions explain that how each man of paradise has the strength of 100 men of this world. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times, he overpowered the most famous wrestlers or strong men of that era. Some of them embraced Islam and acknowledged the fact that what he had was something miraculous and unrivaled, and others, despite witnessing his unrivaled strength, they became better and they did not embrace faith. So when we think about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his senses, his physicality, his knowledge, he is unrivaled in each and every aspect of character. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is perfect and impeccable in character. And when we think about all these aspects of his blessed life, his personality, this encourages us to follow his way, to follow his instructions, to be Muslims who follow the prophetic way and attain salvation in the hereafter. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our intentions for the religion are accepted in his court, and we are able to adopt the beautiful characteristics as taught by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Increase our love, increase Allah, increase our love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.